A former Sacramento resident has been sentenced to about 4 years in prison after being convicted in a fraud scheme involving Rancho Cordova Veterinary Clinic. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. 42-year-old Rose Segal pleaded guilty to charges of access device fraud and aggravated identity theft. Caitlyn Jenner, the former Olympic champion and reality TV personality now running for California governor, says she opposes transgender girls competing in girls' sports at school. Jenner, a 1976 decathlon Olympic gold medalist who came out as a transgender woman in 2015, told a TMZ reporter on Saturday that it's, quote, a question of fairness. California is giving 76,000 inmates, including violent and repeat felons, the opportunity to leave prison earlier as the state aims to further trim the population of what was once the nation's largest correctional system. More than 63,000 inmates convicted of violent crimes will be eligible for good behavior credits that shorten their sentences by one-third instead of one-fifth that had been in place since 2017. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. City of Eureka and PG&E will continue performing utility construction work on 4th Street and the adjoining side streets from Little 4th to Y Street today through Friday, May 7th. Coast Central Credit Union announcing $100,000 in grants will be given to 15 groups based in Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity counties. The grants announced as part of the credit union's community investment program. A total of 50 nonprofits sought grants totaling more than $600,000. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.